Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, comedian DJ Dangler, dogs, Netflix, and the joke of the day right after this.
Porn, 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 golf smoke porn, beer porn. Get married, beer, smoke, porn, it's Bob Kavoyan.
Could you do that one again, too?
All right, we'll tape on
one more time.
Everybody.
Porn, 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 golf, smoke, porn, beer, porn. Get married, beer, smoke, porn, it's Bob Kavoyan.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm hearing it may be time. Yes, I think it's time in a matter of moments for the Ace Cosby joke of the day. But first, our guest is comedian DJ Dangler. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see everybody.
That is
morning.
One, that is one jutting beard.
That's a big beard.
That yeah, you do.
Way out there.
Good beard.
Really big.
Speaking of beards.
Scary.
The neatly trimmed Chick McGee beard.
Thank you.
And the Josh Arnold somewhat trimmed beard, it looks like.
A bit, yeah.
The touch of gray
yeah.
in the beard right up front. DJ, no gray in your beard.
There's a few strains in there. You'll find them every now and then. Mm-hmm. I kind of pull them out of vanity.
Okay. Right. Christy Lee is right here. No beard at all, of course.
If you were to line us up, we could look like a chia pet from
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And to me on the other.
Well, we could do a great video if you guys were all hanging upside down. And then, do you ever see those videos?
Why are they hanging upside down?
Yeah.
And then you just focus on their mouths.
Oh.
Have you seen them?
Right. Yeah, we don't have to hang. We can just lay down and the camera
the
can be flipped.
No, it would be much more painful if the blood were rushing to your head. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, DJ, but Ace Cosby is not only our engineer and not only a radio legend in his own right. Ace is also the proprietor of...
Ace Cosby.
What is this, a joke?
There we go.
Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Orchids of Asia. Day Spa. They have a summer camp. Did you know that?
No.
Not.
Yeah, they have big activity. Arts and crafts.
Ah!
Timely.
That was the best joke of 3 weeks ago.
It's a contemporary-esque.
Arts and crafts.
It's a
still worked.
It's a Robert Kraft joke, you see. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Ace.
Did you write that one?
That's a quasi original.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get another story out of Christy, then we'll talk to our guest. Christy, what's happening?
New York City Eatery has added a special menu just for dogs.
Aww.
The restaurant called The Wilson in Chelsea is allowing pets to dine with their owners with a dog friendly menu that can be shared with humans as well. The restaurant will serve you a 16-ounce grilled ribeye with grilled baby vegetables and steak au jus for $42.
What'd you call me?
You can have it for any religion.
Come on.
Request.
Or pan-roasted True North salmon.
The pork au jus, not as popular.
Yeah, it
was. With steamed vegetables.
The pork
and lemon.
Au Islam, not as popular.
What is wrong with you people?
First of all,
these are all good points.
What's wrong with me is I love the way they say it's a dog-friendly menu that can be shared with humans.
Sure.
It shouldn't be a human-friendly menu that can be shared with dogs.
The dog menu.
And if it was dog-friendly, it would be, well, we have horse meat and kettle ration.
Well, now, wait a minute. In the dog's defense, they only eat horse meat and kettle ration because that's what we feed them. Do you think they would choose that on their own?
Dogs are fairly indiscriminate about what they would eat.
I'm fine with my dog being my best friend, but I don't want to take him on a date.
Yeah.
Dog menu is inspired by culinary director Jeff Haskell's cooking for his English bulldog, Stella, who reportedly has an affinity for very softly scrambled eggs with sea salt and extra virgin olive oil.
Really?
That's just because it's what fell on the floor one day.
The dog would probably eat anything.
Yes.
Hard-boiled eggs.
All doggy dishes.
With heavily scrambled pepper.
Are plated in single-use disposable containers for hygienic purposes. The menu is served exclusively on the restaurant's side patio and front terrace, so not inside the restaurant.
They should make cake pops that look like tennis balls. My two dogs are now trading one tennis ball.
They're what?
They're trading. They have one tennis ball.
They just trade it back and forth?
Yeah. So one will put it down, the other will go steal it, then sit there and they'll stare at each other.
I'm not joking. I got a case of tennis balls because the girls love the balls. And it was like $20 for 24 balls, I think. It's crazy
cheap.
Do they
chew them up or just play with them?
You're saying Tom needs to get a second ball.
He needs to get a second ball.
Ah. No, but that's the entertainment. You look out the window and go, which one has the ball now?
Well, no, you get the long pull thing that they can pull between each other. You get that. Long makes a really good one.
Yeah. Do you have the tennis ball throwing device?
Oh, yeah, the chuck it, sure.
An arm? I got an arm.
The chuck it arm? No. The chuck it is like, it's sort of the physical, the principle in physics is probably the same as that of the cesta in Highlight to make it relatable.
Yeah, that's relatable.
Right. I can't throw with either of my shoulders because the one that was repaired by a gentleman who evidently had to get back to the kegger. That one's kind of out of whack, and now this one needs it, and I'm just going to take this one with me.
So you put the ball in this thing. How long is it? 3 feet?
It's long enough so you don't have to bend over to pick up the ball.
Right. Yeah, but also it really puts a nice little spin on the ball.
Now, can you use that with your bad wheel?
Kind of.
Wheel's a leg.
Arm.
Bad wheel.
Sorry.
Place that has the dog food, I was looking into this. They serve food. So you can take your dog there, but you have to sit out in the porch.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. I think it'd be fun to go there. Of course, there are some of the hipper folks want a gluten-free dog menu, you know.
I guarantee that's not a joke. Yes.
Sure.
Did the dogs take home human bags?
Now that's a joke.
Can you put in a human bag? That's a dog voice. You know they pop clock.
I don't know when that started, but I can remember being a little kid and my mom would go, they're taking home a doggy bag.
Yes.
And I remember going, oh, that's so nice. They've got a dog just like we do.
Exactly.
And my mom eventually went, no, they're going to eat that themselves.
Right.
No,
I remember being a kid and being confused
about that too. Has that been around forever?
I don't know.
No one's like us, Tom. You're perfect.
No,
that's not what you said. I don't believe it.
Do you believe in serving hot dogs to dogs?
No.
Why not?
They can't eat pork products. They don't digest them well.
They don't?
No. That's what I was always told.
What about them?
I give my dogs hot dogs dipped in dark chocolate. Oh,
what about the billion-dollar pig ear business? How do you explain that?
I'm just telling you what someone told me once.
I think it's awkward giving a dog a hot dog.
Give them...
Even though they're not made of dogs, just kind of a cannibalism vibe.
Especially if it's a dachshund, yeah.
You remember Christy goes to the pet stores and goes up to total strangers and tells them how to raise their dogs. You remember that?
Oh, my God. I did one time I tried to help somebody.
Well, you'll do it again.
Now, Josh had an idea a couple years ago. I hesitate to bring this up because someone's going to do it.
We've never brought it up on the air.
Oh, we haven't?
No.
Oh, so I won't say it then.
But I think it will revolutionize the pet food.
Oh, no, I wouldn't
you
say
can't,
it.
I guess it's a dogs can't eat pork. Idea. But it has to be thoroughly cooked. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, Chick, I'll still allow you to invest here on the ground level.
No.
Okay.
I think it's a great idea.
It's a great idea. But in this context, we really shouldn't bring it up. So. Do they make fortune cookies for dogs?
I don't know.
That'd be fun. A doggy fortune
dogs
cookie?
Dogs can't read. I don't know if you know this.
You'd read it to them.
Oh, okay.
You'd read it to them.
And if their name was in the fortune, they would pay attention.
Yeah.
Sure. True.
Blah, 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 blah,
monkey.
Could
you honestly take your dogs to a restaurant while you were eating dinner? There's no way my dog would sit there.
Well, these things are everywhere now.
I know they are.
And
there's a great place just near
the ones I've been to, it works.
There's a place right around here that you can, if they have an outside place with a picnic table.
Yeah, but I'm just saying those dogs are, my dog would not
Oh, I see.
You know, around other dogs.
I can't go to
dog. Your dog is an a-hole.
I did a show at a dog park, or like at a dog bar not too long ago.
Yeah.
And it was weird because, I mean, like the show was great, but like, the dogs were so cute, I felt weird swearing in front of them. I don't know. I don't know if Mr. Pickles can hear these. I don't know. That's like all seven dirty words for a dog, I think.
I can't go to dog parks anymore. One of my dogs, Ruby, the Australian Shepherd, she's a people whisperer. She knows who mistreats their dogs.
What?
She'll let other people, some people walk by, won't say a word. So other people come up, she just gives them a. Rah, 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 rah.
Do people it's who the mistreat their dogs thing. Go to the dog park?
I think they do.
Oh.
I think they do. Where
Remember, you fell down the stairs.
That's right.
That's how you got that black eye. Right.
You
got
to maintain a facade.
If anybody asks.
Don't you flinch.
Your name is Spot. Remember that.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I've gone off track here.
Yikes.
I mean, the fun thing about this is, I mean, what is it, like $40 for a steak for your dog?
No, I think you're supposed to share it with your dog. I think it's part of the deal. You don't just buy it for him.
Well, I bet people do.
Yeah,
well,
I'll take two of
when
those.
In fact, you know, the reality is your dog would eat the menu, literally, if it was made of paper with a little bit of a ribeye stain on it.
Yeah.
They're you wrapped your dinner in the paper.
Yeah, they're not that picky. And they don't really need a plate either.
I've seen dogs eat out of a litter box. They'll eat whatever.
Tootsie
rolls.
Oh, God.
Bad Sickening. Breath in dogs.
Philadelphia Orchestra's music director has created a playlist for shelter animals.
That's nice.
Yeah,
I bet Gimme Shelter isn't on there.
Sorry. Yannick Naze Sajen curated the playlist.
Pfeiffer Incorporated, we're gonna do
that includes works from Debussy, Ravel, and Chopin.
I believe it's pronounced.
No.
Debussy.
Claude.
Claude.
Just go with Claude. That way you can't get it wrong.
Debussy.
Debussy.
It will be played at the Pennsylvania Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. He said he was inspired by watching his own cat's reactions to music and wanted to create a soothing atmosphere for the shelter pets.
So he's a lunatic.
Look how the cat is sitting there ignoring all of this.
And if you would like to play this for your pets,
oh, nice.
The playlist is available on Apple Music and Spotify.
A lot of Baja Men, a lot of
meatloaf to go with our food theme. as long as they don't play, what is it? I'm sorry. Oh, the Sarah McLachlan thing.
Oh, yeah.
Dogs hate that song. Yeah.
That's the saddest song.
In the arms of an angel.
No, it's so. If I had that commercial, come on.
Yes.
Boy, she's something.
Write the check.
She's adorable.
Poor little doggies. Yeah. Okay. DJ Dangler is our guest, a man who has a dog and apparently a wife now.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going so well. It's
good.
Super fun. It's clear, like, I've got a terrible name. Like, my name's absurd. Like, Dangler is a... So people would ask, like, if she's going to take my name, and she would be furious. She has an objectively cool name.
Oh.
Like, her last name is Strange. Like, the word...
Oh, God, yeah.
So she doesn't want to downgrade... But we can't hyphenate. Like, we can't be the Strange Danglers.
Oh. No.
That sounds like an STD you would get at Hogwarts. Like,
yes, it does.
One
of those undersea fish, like those real deep sea fish.
Yeah.
And don't you have a brother whose name is?
I do, Peter Dangler.
Peter Dangler.
Big brother.
That's incredible.
And that's
his
real name. We're not trying to make fun of you, Peter.
No.
Did he by chance go into pornography as a profession?
He didn't.
Okay.
Which, I don't know.
Because you think if your name is your destiny.
Lean into it, yeah.
My God, Peter Dangler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got a feeling Dick Hitzwater will be sitting in for Peter Dangler sometime soon. So the marriage is going well?
Yeah, it's going real well. I married somebody I liked, which I think was a good move.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first one?
First one.
For both of you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to. Let's see, how can I word this, delicately? No. Oh. I'm not going to jinx it. I'm just going to. You are something of a aficionado of nerd like things. Is that fair?
Oh,
fair to say?
I'm a real. Like, I know everybody's kind of faking nerd right now, but no, I didn't have a whole lot of friends.
Because there's kind of a nerd chic.
Yeah,
but
like,
you were a legitimate nerd.
I almost feel like. I don't love all the comic book movies and stuff. I don't like sharing my culture with. Do you remember when nerds had to know stuff and not just be bad at sports? like, remember when it was like, oh, nerds are probably smart and know their stuff, and now they're just like, I don't like going outside. Like, I hate that.
No, you're a genuine. Yeah. Is she also
Oh yeah,
into sci-fi. Your big things are what? Sci-fi, wrestling,
comic books, wrestling. I hit for most. I would say I'm such a big nerd that I kind of dabble in all of it. Like, like I'm not a Star Wars fan, but for not a Star Wars fan, I know a whole lot of the Sith's names. Like, I know a lot of the extended universe for not a fan.
Yeah. How about is she also into all this?
Most of it. Yeah, different veins. Like, I mean, she's girlier than I am. She doesn't like the massive tech blow up stuff, but yeah, she's real nerdy.
Didn't your wedding have somewhat of a nerdy theme?
The theme we had a title belt cake.
That's what it was.
Our cake looked like a wrestling belt.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it was cool. I was real happy with it. It was very
that's cool.
That was all her idea. So like, yeah, so she's a nerd too. Yeah, that was her idea. So awesome. I got to give her some nerd cred.
Good for you. DJ Dangler is our guest. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What else is going on over there?
This is kind of a nerdish fact. Last week, scientists captured the first images of a black hole. The object with a mass of 6 billion times that of our sun is in a galaxy called M87, 53 million light years from Earth. The image features a glowing orange ring around a black center. It was assembled from data generated by 8 radio telescopes. And now there's a petition out there to get it named after Chris Cornell.
Oh, Black Hole Sun thing?
Yep. Great song.
As of yesterday, more than 40,000 people have signed the petition to name the black hole known as M87 after Cornell in honor of Black Hole Sun. Chris Cornell's widow is giving support.
Have you seen the pictures of this thing?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Well, it's
I think it's a joke.
They add the visual component. It's based on like radio signals or something.
Yes.
Or radiation.
Now, whoever did it was hailed as just drew an orange circle.
They didn't draw it. It's the It's based on
graphed it.
Scientific.
The ring is it's all the gas and stuff being just outside of the black hole.
It says here it says the picture was made with equipment that detects wavelengths invisible to the human eye, so astronomers added color to convey the heat of the gas and dust.
Sure, it does.
That would likely glow at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Wow!
So that's why they did it. And if you've seen the picture, it looks like
out of focus.
Oh, my Lord. Looks it's like 53 million light years away.
I'm just saying, if you're going to take a picture, let's get her in focus.
Clean the lens.
That's right. It kind of looks like someone who was...
How long does it take? Rub the lens. How long did that take?
Someone digging a dirty picture of their behind, and they couldn't get it in focus.
That's right.
Of course.
Blurry anus.
Hey, why'd your mom send me
it's
this?
It's so blurry anus. Oh, look, it's another letter from my ex-wife.
There you go. How about this one?
Boy, this immediately takes me back. I'm getting drunk at my friend Nathan's. Oh.
Really?
My parents may be listening. They had no idea.
Stop.
A little black hole sun. Wow. Great tune. Peter Frampton also does an excellent version of this tune. Mm-hmm. Netflix. See this?
Yeah, they raised their prices, if I know.
Price is going up.
I don't care. They've got me. I don't care.
They sent me the email. I said, fine,
I must have it.
People are going to have to resort to binge working.
Yeah.
Instead of just binge viewing.
Netflix is so good at knowing what I want to see. I think it's magic.
I know.
When it's like, hey, do you want to watch every episode of Cheers? Oh my God. Yeah,
I do.
Hey, do you want to watch 14 new adult cartoons? Yeah, I'm going to come home one day and there's going to be a Netflix series that's just all of my exes crying in public. And I'm like, I'm going to watch this every day.
Oh my God. What a great idea.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.